This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Andrew from Olympia is. Andrew, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Andrew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's go.
The Wizard of Oz has the famous quote, "There's no place like what?"
Home.
Correct. According to tradition, some say you shouldn't wear white clothing after what holiday?
Labor Day.
Yes. What is the profession of the main character in the series House?
Doctor.
Yes. Metallica bassist Cliff Burton passed away in what European country?
France.
No.
Amsterdam.
No.
Pass.
What is the primary ingredient used to make the Indian flatbread naan?
Flour.
Correct. Which state has the most counties?
Texas.
Yes. What Disney California Adventure ride replaced the Tower of Terror?
The Log Waterfall thing.
No, but I love that ride.
Pass.
What NBA player had the nickname Black Mamba?
Allen Iverson?
No.
Sean Kemp?
No.
Gary Payton? I don't know.
Andrew, you got 5 correct.
Well, not too bad.
Not too bad. Start off really strong there.
Yeah.
And you only got to 8 questions, so that's more than 50%. Why did I have to think about that for a second? Wow. You know, I haven't been the brightest this week.
This week?
I mean, not that I'm like ever really that bright, but you know what I mean.
Sarah, I think you shine every day.
Well, like a diamond.
Oh, thank you guys. Right, Steve, are you ready?
Zirconia maybe, but no, it's still not bad, right?
Oh, yeah.
No one knows the difference.
The Wizard of Oz has the famous quote, "There's no place like what?"
Home.
Correct. According to tradition, some say you shouldn't wear white clothing after what holiday?
A wedding. Oh, no. Labor Day.
Correct.
Also, we can't wear white on Tuesday.
Wow. What is the profession of the main character in the series House?
He is a doctor.
Yes. We all never wear white anyway. Metallica bassist Cliff Burton passed away in what European country?
Sweden.
Yes. What is the primary ingredient used to make the Indian flatbread naan?
Bread?
No.
Flour?
There we go. All yes. Right. Which state has the most counties?
Which state? I'm going to go Washington State.
No.
California.
No.
New York?
No. Mm. What Disney California Adventure ride replaced the Tower of Terror?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct. What NBA player had the nickname Black Mamba?
Kobe Bryant.
Yes. What movie did Eminem star in that took place in Detroit?
8 Mile.
You know it.
Spaghetti.
Red Bull first came out in what decade?
The 80s.
Correct. Steve.
What?
With time to spare, if only you knew the state with the most counties, you would have got a perfect 10, but you did get 9 correct, which is a win, 9-5.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great one.
You're sampling the best.
Andrew said he didn't do that bad, but compared to you.
Didn't do that good either.
Sure didn't.
Right in the middle.
He did get
a buzzsaw from you two this morning.
Just speaking the truth. The state with the most counties It's a very large state.
Texas.
There we go.
Damn it. I should have guessed that.
You should have.
Yep.
You would have got a perfect 10 if you did. But either way, you won. Congrats.
Nice work, Steve.
Thank you.
By the way, if you've not shopped the Rock Shop lately, you will notice something different if you head to KISW.com. We have a t-shirt. It's the Daily Migs Beavis and Butthead inspired shirt.
Fire, fire, fire.
And the wonderful artist, Justin Hunt, that made this for us, shout out to him because it is pretty special.
Saw a couple of Rockaholics rocking it on social media, and I was like, that is awesome. I'd like to get one myself.
A guy that rides on my bike MS team, Ron, he sent me a text last night wearing it, and
that's
it looks
awesome.
So good. I can't wait to see one in the wild. So if you have one and you're going to Metallica tomorrow, please wear it because we want to see it. Head to KISW.com to get yours. I have been under a lot of stress lately, you guys, and it is all because of my backyard.
Oh.
Is this a personal issue?
No.
Oh. I was like, what are you doing? You're riding the bike a lot. I don't know. Maybe something was hurting.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, where are you going with this, girl? Yeah.
Well, I do think that many Rockaholics will be able to relate to this.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what's going on after Twisted Sister.
The Daily Mix Show.
It has been Project City at my house this week, Steve Miggs, and my entire body is sore.
I feel like you're on a never-ending quest. Is your house ever going to be done? Like, we have friends and family members that they're always doing stuff on their house and they're never done. And as soon as they're about to be done, they start a new project.
Yep.
So it's just like you're just layering more and more home improvement projects.
Literally, we have a joke that everything is 85% complete. 85% is about where we stop.
And that's when you decide to start doing something else.
Yes. But this
is more like me, who just is at 0% complete and continues to be consistent about that. Yeah, I'll get to that, babe.
One of the reasons that the fire was lit under my husband's behind this week is because his dad is coming into town this weekend, my father-in-law.
Okay.
So my father-in-law is a doer and he likes projects. And every time he comes here, he will just take over and do projects. So my husband's like, we got to get this landscaping project done before my dad gets here.
So is he afraid that his dad will then take the lead? But is that a... Could that be a good thing? Is he good at it?
He's 83 years old. He's very good at it, but he's 83 years old. Like, we with the young backs should be doing this.
Age is just a number. If that's what keeps him young, put your father-in-law to work.
So we got the dirt delivered. We got the mulch delivered. We bought the weed screen. We bought some shrubs and plants and basically landscaped all around the addition to our house. And really, we did 99% of that project yesterday.
So do you think you'll have it done in time?
I mean, we're at a very good stopping point for when he arrives. It's not complete. It's 85% complete. 85% complete.
But maybe let him finish the 15%. Like you said, he's old, so he can't do the whole thing. But I bet he would be pretty fired up to be able to help finish this for you guys.
He loves to be needed and wanted when it comes to these projects. So I think you're right. We should probably leave that last 15%.
Now, does Brad want to do that? Or does he just not want to deal with the stress of dad, you know, because I mean, some people have a weird dynamic with their parents where it's like, you know, I don't want my parents to be interfering with what my vision is for the home.
Well, I think the biggest issue is because Brad does morning radio, you know, and I do morning radio as well. We're gone in the morning, so he will just start the project while we're gone. So Brad's not there to see or help or, you know, give a hand. So he's taking it all on himself until we get home.
Because like when we go on vacation, sometimes my father-in-law will take charge and like do gardening outside of our house. And I always look at my wife and I'm like, you know what you need to do? Go on more vacations with me so that your dad can finish these projects because he's doing a great job.
I mean,
we come back and I'm like, our front yard looks awesome.
Isn't that so fun how they just want to pitch in? It's great. Yeah,
and it's something that he enjoys doing, at least I think, or maybe he's just so repulsed by what we had that he's like, I got to fix this. But
well, I think one of the highlights, though, was going to the garden store with Barrett yesterday and telling him, you know, we need some yard art. We got to pick out a couple things. And he might be Sarah Jr. He went for all the gnomes.
He's picking up
all the gnomes. He had like a little wagon. You know, you go to the garden store and you can get a wagon. He's just putting these gnomes in the cart. And I'm like, buddy, we can't get 17 gnomes. We got two.
Well, ask Auntie Sarah. I'm sure you can get 17 gnomes.
You can get as many gnomes as your heart desires, Taryn. Okay, you tell Barrett that. I have probably over 100.
Oh my gosh. We have like four.
Speaking of like gardening places to go to, and Sarah, I had like a Sarah moment just a few years ago. I never knew that places where you go like get plants and things like that were called nurseries. So I always thought, like, what a weird looking place to drop off your children.
Oh my god.
And I remember telling my wife that, and she's like, well, it's at that moment I realized you're a real idiot.
Yes.
Because I've never been to one. So she's like, we're gonna go to this place to go get like a potted plant or a hanging plant. And I'm like,
What the hell? Like, so
are they selling plants and watching children at the same time?
No, the children are doing the hard labor. They're doing the labor. They're planting the plants and then selling them to you.
This is our $1 million business. A nursery.
You know, all this time, I thought that Taryn was the other blonde on the show. Oh. Really, we just didn't know that you were the blonde.
It's because I shaved my head.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Underneath this is a really nice blonde head of hair. Yeah.
We kind of are two stupid peas in a pod. Yes. Especially when we're drinking together or anything.
We truly are Tweedledee and Tweedledummer.
We are. We Tweedledum and Tweedledummer.
Hey. Did you know that?
I mean, eventually, but no, I was confused too. But I did learn it a few years ago.
Who are these people?
Why would you call it a nursery?
Because they're baby plants? I don't know.
See, no one knows.
No one knows.
No, you nurse them. You nurse the plants, yes.
Just call it the plant store.
I mean, you can call it that too, Steve. It's not just one name for it.
I mean, the place we went yesterday was called Orchard's Nursery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Not the garden store.
You go to a toy store, they call it a toy store.
Metallica is this weekend, and we will be banging our blonde heads at the show tomorrow night. The band just allowed their music to be used on a very popular TV show, which is something that they do not ordinarily do.
They usually turn these kind of things down.
So why did they do it? You're going to hear all about it at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier this week, the 10-year-old YouTube guitar prodigy named Maya, who you maybe have seen on America's Got Talent before.
She did the Papa Roach song.
She did the Papa Roach song. She absolutely blew the judges away.
And she's of Indian heritage because she's got the full outfit on that is just amazing. And she sometimes works sitars into it as well. Yeah.
So she blew the judges away once again. And this time it was her performance of Metallica's Master of Puppets that did that. And it sounded like this.
And I love she's got a full-on, metal backing band. There's fire.
She's awesome.
And she's just crushing it up there. That's her. That's pretty awesome sounding. And then there's a moment where, it all breaks down, and she has, one of those guitars, the Flying V guitars, you know, the ones, that the metal guy's always playing. She's got it, but she's playing it like a sitar. And I don't know if you've heard that part, but that part just blew me away. And she's so adorable while she's performing it.
Just so into it.
Like, what a sweet girl until this happens. She's angry. I would have to say that she does not suck on the guitar.
No. Right? I feel like she should be joining Metallica on stage at some point. She's too good.
And Metallica is aware of her, which you'll even hear it during the judges. They kind of review what happened. So we got a clip of Howie Mandel and Simon Cowell talking about her performance. And they even referenced Metallica, which was a pretty cool tidbit about Metallica and how they let her use that song.
That was Van Halen reincarnate. You're amazing on that. And not only that, the fact that you were mixing.
I also love, he's like, you're like Van Halen. It's like, no, she's like Metallica. Howie. Okay, thanks,
Sounds
Howie.
Sounds like such a rocker.
And that, the fact that you were mixing it in with your cultural, like a sitar, and making it sound like a guitar, it's, and your smile, you're, it doesn't, and you wouldn't think it would come from you. You are a surprise. You're amazing. I love you, and I think America's going to love you.
Thank you so much.
Simon.
I really, really, really hated that.
I'm just kidding. He didn't say that.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be great if he did?
Oh, my gosh.
It's just wild. I mean, the whole thing. Yeah. I got to say a big, big thank you to Metallica for giving you that song.
Yay! That is so cool. You know,
that doesn't happen very often. I think you're just one of these people who've just got a God-given talent. It is something you've got to do for the rest of your life because you're so good at it. I mean, seriously, that was brilliant.
Brilliant.
I mean, for a guy who's typically cranky, to have him go that crazy about her is pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And she was awesome up there.
I'm rooting for her. I hope she wins the whole thing.
Yeah, I have no idea what it means. I don't know where they're at. I'm kind of hoping that, you know what? If it's happened this week, fly her out to Seattle. What if she's up on stage with Metallica?
That would be so dope.
Right?
Well, I know that kid Russell and his mom are going to be... What is with these like 10, 11-year-old guitar players? They're going to...
The future is bright. Oh. There are young people who still like rock and roll music, Sarah.
Yeah.
Not everyone likes Cardi B.
Yeah.
Well, you could like both.
That's fair.
Yeah. So you guys should talk to your kids, you know, because they're the ones that might be the haters.
No.
No, no.
Not on Metallica.
When it came to Metallica. You know what the funny part was is that, you know, after that performance, I guess Danny's daughter Lily wanted to chime in and tell us what she thought of it.
Well, it's dumb.
So rude. Just so rude of her. You really are raising her wrong, Danny. I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
You know what? Me either, Steve.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Why does Steve like this band?
That was in reference to Pearl Jam.
No. I mean, it could be a lot of bands.
Yesterday, Steve, was a big day for you.
Huge day. Speaking of kids.
Yeah, you took Tatum to preschool orientation.
It's weird, man. It's like, no, we're not ready for this. I don't want to see her grow up. But well, here we are.
And in typical Migs form, things got awkward. How so?
Not once.
Oh, no.
But twice.
We're going to let him tell you about it after AC/DC.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, you and I both have experienced this where you blink and now your kid is going to preschool orientation.
Yesterday was weird, man. We took her to preschool orientation. She starts, I guess, next week. And it's just so, it's adorable seeing her walk around the classroom and she's so proud to show me everything. Then you see like what her name on her seat. And I'm like, got a little emotional about that. I'm like, am I ready for this? But I mean, you have no choice. It's just, they're going. Even one texter said, hey, we had to do the same thing with our son last Friday for orientation.
Yep.
It's crazy seeing my boy walk into a big kid school. But man, I went full stupid dad mode around the other parents and his teacher, LOL.
Oh boy.
So everything was great. I mean, we met the teacher. Teacher couldn't be nicer. Like, what an awesome, awesome, sweet lady she is. Like, I'm you know, like that made you feel good. Like, okay, she's in good hands.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be around a really caring. I mean, I'm basing this on like 30 seconds of talking to her, but she seemed really nice. But there were a couple of awkward moments in typical Steve form. I think one, you could probably put two and two together. What happens to Steve when he doesn't eat before he goes into a meeting?
Oh, no.
Steve falls asleep.
Oh, no.
Full on. Like, we're having this big, like, powwow with all the parents. The teacher's up front with on a microphone telling everybody what's going on. It's not a big room. I mean, there's like 30 parents, maybe 30, 40, if that. And there's Sid looking at me like, not nudge, nudge. Like, I mean, I almost fell off my chair. Like, I leaned forward. I was so exhausted, and thank God she caught me. I mean, that rattled me. Like, I usually don't get too rattled about that, but I was like, I can't do this. This is embarrassing. I'm falling asleep in the preschool orientation.
Did she get mad at you?
Sometimes, yes.
Because if
yes.
If George was to do that, I would be pissed.
Well, she gets mad when I try and act like I wasn't falling asleep. At least this one I acknowledged, and I was like I felt awful. And I think she was like, okay, I can't make him feel any worse than he already does. But okay. There are times where I'm like, I'm up. I just close my eyes because my eyes are tired.
It's just
like,
resting them. Yeah, just like, resting my
she's
eyes.
Like, no, that means you were sleeping. But the other one. So we get there and, you know, Sid's already been there before. So she's already met. So she sees the teacher and Sid's about to shake a hand. And the teacher comes, no, get over here. I'm a hugger. I love hugging. And gives Sid a big hug. And she's like, I'm just a hugger. So then she turns around.
No.
I heard this, so I'm like, ah.
I didn't know what. I'm like, do I hug her? Like, what do I do? And I said, so there's this moment I'm like, of panic. Like, am I supposed to hug this woman? I've never met her. Is that awkward? But I also don't want to be rude. She just said that she's a hugger. And I like to hug.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's just say she put her hand out. Right. It's nice to meet you. Oh, no. I'm the idiot that thought we were going in for a hug.
She didn't hug you back?
No.
Oh.
I caught myself pretty quick. Like, the hand, I think she turned around, saw dude, instantly put the hand out to say hi. And I was like, I had the arms kind of like almost Scott Stapp with arms wide open. And I just kind of like did this weird swoop into like a hand. Put it there, partner.
She's like, sir, I don't know you.
But you said you were a hugger.
Oh my God.
This is I'm so a hugger
cringy.
Too.
This is so cringy.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm invited to go back. No. I fell asleep and I tried to hug the teacher.
Yeah. Okay, question then for you. I have to go to Barrett's kindergarten orientation thing tonight.
Is it tonight?
Yeah. Should I hug the teacher? Yeah. Should I tell her I'm a hugger and go in for it?
Probably a little less weird if you did it than the dude with that 6'3 full tattoo is going, yeah, put it here, lady.
Get into hug harbor.
Come on. We're a hugging family.
But everybody's excited?
Tatum is so fired up. She's packing lunches. Mind you, it's a week out. Also, mind you, these are half-day classes, and she's not even having lunch there.
Oh, boy.
But she has one of those little lunch boxes or lunch bag thingies, like they cut like an Elsa thing. And it's already packed, like to the point where like I think the zipper might rip. And it's not just food in there. There's toys. There's books. There's fruit strips.
She's prepared for anything. I like that. Preschool can be taxing.
It is pretty cool, though, to see like the place where she's going to be doing her thing. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome. You know, you walk away, you hope to walk away feeling like your kid's in good hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you guys. It's going to be a whirlwind.
So it's kindergarten, right? Not kindergarten.
Yes, kindergarten, yeah.
Because the lady that was like kind of like giving us the whole spiel, she kept calling it kindergarten. I don't know why, but that was like driving me insane.
It's definitely kindergarten.
I was like, you're not teaching my child, thankfully. You're saying the word all wrong.
Rockaholics, we need someone brave enough to challenge Steve this morning. He has one win under his belt so far. It was almost a perfect 10. He's currently 237 wins, 71 losses, and 40 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.